Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And as I always start the show out with our upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. So we are here to get tutored. So I am here with Sarah Tesher. Make sure I pronounce your name right.
That was perfect.
Good. And you're with Durango Academic Coaching Center.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, but yes,
well,
that is the full name.
Where were you when I was in college? Because I could have used some tutoring, especially in the world of mathematics.
Yeah. Yeah. Math is a tough subject.
So let me ask you, how long have you been doing this?
Well, the center started in actually March 1st of last year.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So it's a new business.
Yeah.
So some of the tutors that I employ and then work with me have been tutoring for years, though.
Okay.
So yeah, the center's new, but the tutors are, it's an old hat for them. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. What age groups do you target or can participate?
Yeah. So we serve kids kindergarten through college, and in all different subject areas. So math, lots of algebra, lots of reading and writing. I do have history tutors if somebody was interested in getting some tutoring in history.
Okay.
Most of the requests I get are for ACT, SAT prep, which we're in full throttle right now with September ACT tests and then October SAT tests. So we're busy doing that.
So I'm going to interrupt real quick because I'm just curious because I remember going in doing the ACT testing, you know, took it twice and did okay. You know, I'm trying to remember what my score was now looking back, but I definitely get the test anxiety and the, oh my gosh, you know. So what are some of the things you do to help the student?
Yeah, test anxiety is really pretty common, especially with ACT, SAT tests. It's so different than any other tests in that score is what gets you into college. And so the anxiety is just high in and of itself. And then mixed in with maybe not having a lot of practice in testing, sort of depending on what their academic background is.
Right.
So all the tutors, I just have such amazing tutors and they really are just calm and go over the practice questions with them and help them think critically about it in a calm way. And really it is about gaining confidence.
Just
not only in the content, but as well as being able to answer the questions quickly.
And how many hours is average that you need for prepping for the ACT, SAT?
I mean, it depends on the students. So I have students who scored high in the math section of either test. And so they really just need to focus on their writing.
Okay.
Or vice versa. And then I have students who are working in both the math and the English and the science for the ACT sections. And so if they work 18 hours with a tutor and also do 50 hours in an online system called PrepWorks, then I can guarantee score increases on both the ACT and SAT. Not everyone does that many hours. There's not that much time often. So some students work 4 or 5 hours leading up to a test. Other students are working that full 18 hours. So
Yeah. Well, and I would assume too, you know, like you mentioned, that just in the discipline areas, you know, and okay, maybe somebody is really strong in the writing area or you know, math or science, and so they just need to focus on the one discipline of that part.
Right.
Now, I would assume too that if you know, let's rewind a tape, so to speak. So we're in the one end, getting ready for college prep, taking the ACT, SAT. But what about, you know, just kids in general, even at the preschool age, just getting them to learn to read? I mean, that is so, studies have shown that if you read and get them involved, academically, it can help set the foundation for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
You do things like that.
Yeah. And this town is, this community is so amazing with so many amazing schools and just teachers. I just, so many teachers that are just doing amazing things.
Sure.
But every once in a while, reading is a struggle for kids. And oftentimes just sitting one-on-one with a tutor and all of a sudden it clicks for them. And it's not necessarily the tutors are doing anything different. Sometimes they are.
Right.
Maybe they're using more kinesthetics for a student who learns better that way. But often the one-on-one approach is really what gets them over that hump in reading, especially for that age group, the preschool, kindergarten, although most of the time kids now need to be reading by first or second grade. And talk about anxiety once again on behalf of the parents, like lots of performance anxiety. And The great thing about the center is I have lots of different tutors with different experience. And I have some amazing high school tutors.
Oh, cool.
Who work with the younger kids. And so if, you know, a kindergarten, first, second, third grader is struggling with reading or even with math or any realm within mm-hmm. academics, but they don't necessarily need a special someone whose specialty is...
Just spend some time with
them. Just spend some time. Well, so I match them with high school kids. And yeah. I've seen some great progression with that.
So I don't forget, what's the website or where can people find out information from you?
Yeah, so it's a mouthful, www.DurangoAcademicCoaching.com.
DurangoAcademicCoaching.com. Mm-hmm. And all the information's there. Do you have a list of the tutors that are listed?
Uh-huh. You can click on tutors. Okay. I call it academic coaching just so that it doesn't sound quite as snobby as maybe tutoring, but it is tutoring.
Well, I would assume, too, it's kind of like mentoring. I mean, and when you mentioned the high school, I immediately thought they're probably mentoring a lot of the elementary schools just because I'm guessing here, but they make a connection with the student. And all of a sudden, the student might even be asking about other things, you know, what about this or this? And, you know, kind of life lessons, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. And the high school tutors will tutor in the subject area that they have a passion for. Uh-huh. And so all of a sudden, a student sees that passion in a kid still, you know, even though they're close to adulthood, they are seen as a kid. And so they see that passion and then they think to themselves, well, maybe I should be passionate about math too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How fun.
So it's great.
Now, let me ask you, so you usually have the parent that probably identifies, you know, if it was me, I'd be going, oh dear, I do not understand math for my, you know, middle school student.
Right.
You know, I need a tutor because I surely can't figure this out. Does the tutor then engage with the parent, but do they also engage with the teacher? And the teacher can say, here's some of the things I'm noticing that Jack might need in, you know, extra mm-hmm. skills.
Yeah. It's up to the parent mm-hmm. if they can sign a release for us to be able to speak directly with the teachers and try and work as a team to help the student as much as possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, and when they do engage, you mentioned with the ACT, SAT, you know, kind of guarantee that you'll see test scores increase. Do you have kind of, for lack of words, that guarantee with other students? I'm going to make an assumption here. You get the help, you're going to see the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have a guarantee necessarily in each subject area.
It's up to the kid.
But I've never seen it not work.
Right.
And I'm mentored by another woman locally, Ivana Graham, who had a tutoring business for 10 years called uh-huh. Mumbling Marmot.
Oh, yeah.
And she's been a huge asset for me and just such an amazing mentor for myself.
Sure.
And she would say the same thing. One-on-one tutoring mm-hmm. always...
Yeah.
Is a positive.
Do you do any kind of like group tutoring? Let's say there is some parents out there that have some students and they're all saying, oh yeah, my kids are struggling in history or math or science. Do you do kind of a group effort too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
So up to 4 students in a group environment, just because we're mm-hmm. still trying to keep it intimate.
Right.
And what it does is it helps create maybe a little bit more of a lively environment and as well as keeping the cost down.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I would also think that it's, you know, when I needed extracurricular help, that self-esteem part was like, oh yeah, I'm not getting this. I need to go in and extra help. And then people saying, hey, come on, let's go do this after school. Well, no, I got to go talk to the teacher or get tutored. So all of a sudden I was labeled, there's that dumb kid over there, you know, and it was always in math. And I would think having other peers with you helps to kind of overcome that and to kind of make it a better, like you say, lively learning environment.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, let me ask this. How many students do you have? You mentioned you have about 10 tutors currently.
Mm-hmm.
And how many students are you actively working with?
Oh, it's rotates on a weekly basis.
Okay.
So right now things are picking up quite a bit with the test prep for the tests mm-hmm. coming up. They moved the test dates back a little early, so everyone's scrambling right now. And right now I have a math reboot camp going on for middle schoolers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So as we speak,
when's that? Because I probably should go to it.
Well, it's happening right now.
uh-huh.
So we have some middle schoolers getting ready for math.
Right.
So it just fluctuates depending on the needs of the community, the needs of the parents, the needs of the students. Yeah.
Now I gotta ask, since you're working with all these students and everything, I'm holding up my phone if people could see this. Have you seen a shift in your career with what kids are needing? I mean, you know, because we spend so much time staring at the screen of our phones, and it's everywhere, you know. Are you seeing a shift of what kids need? I mean, are they able to, I'm going to make this up maybe, but read better because they're on their phone more, reading things, looking at stuff, maybe not playing Pokemon Go or whatever it is. Are you seeing any more areas that are needed more because of the technology that's out there?
Right. What I would say is that what I believe is this generation is a fast-thinking generation, and a lot of it has to do with technology.
Right.
And so they're absorbing information and regurgitating information very fast.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times when that happens, and I don't know if this is with you, but it certainly is with me, if we don't slow down and really try and absorb what it is we're reading or what it is that we're studying, we're not going to be able to use it in the future. And
so skimming it.
Yeah, it's a lot of skimming, I think, because there's a lot expected of kids these days to produce.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think it's important to just slow down and just dive into a subject a little more. And that's where the one-on-one tutoring really comes in handy.
Well, and I would think that kind of what you're mentioning too, you see something, if you want more information, you Google, you research or whatever, and still it's high level. It's not really getting into the who, what, when, where, why something works and the history or whatever it could be.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm still a firm believer in books. I mean, the center has Wi-Fi and you know, students are on their computer with the tutors. I use an online system for ACT, SAT prep, but I still have bookshelves full of books, actual books. There's an algebra book that,
that you actually open up and crack open.
Open up and, yeah, and I actually have been finding, especially with the high schoolers, but that they like somewhat of that approach of grabbing a book and opening it up using the computer. As a resource, certainly. But
you know, yeah, I'm sorry, I interrupted again. Yeah. I get all these ideas. And with the SAT, ACT, are those actually on the old, you know, fill in the little oval, or is it online?
No, it's still paper.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So give your website one more time.
www.durangoacademiccoaching.com.
And again, all disciplines from kindergarten through college. And if somebody wanted to call you, is there a number?
Yeah, 970-779-8480.
Okay. Now, what's the biggest success story you have without giving away a name?
Right. I would say in the springtime, I had a couple tutors working really hard for with some students with the ACT, and we saw some good test score increases. And then, like I said, the high school student working with a student, a first grader whose second language is English, and he was didn't have a lot of confidence in reading. And then within a couple months, he was a rock star. So,
And now you're making a difference in everyone's lives that you're working with. And
yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah. And then hopefully, you know, here down the road, 10 years down the road or whatever, you're going to get somebody walking up going, Sarah, because of you, it made a difference in my life.
Oh, my gosh. I hope so.
It'll happen. Trust me, it'll happen. Website one more time.
www.durangoacademiccoaching.com.
Well, thank you for coming in and taking
thank
the time.
You. Yeah.
Now get back there and go teach, right?
Right. Yeah. Back in there.
No quiz for me, though.
And that's okay.
I would
You're
flunk.
Off the hook.
I would flunk the ACT now. I know that.
Well, yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah. A little test anxiety, maybe so. Again, it's Durango. academiccoaching.com and give Sarah reach out, and if you're a student or you have a student that needs assistance, I highly recommend you.
Thanks.
Hey, have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Gotta send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.